here at Piner High School. Yonatan Isaac came into this game with 39 touchdown passes, leading the nation, and added four more to his total tonight. Now has 43 on the season. Adrian Torres, the heart and soul of the Piner Prospectors, ran the football, scoring three touchdowns tonight and had one interception. The Piner Prospectors defense, allowing only 14 points in their first seven games, allowed just one touchdown tonight. Unbelievable performance by the Prospectors. Jeff Woodworth, give me some of your thoughts here while Michael Barabalt is down there getting our players of the game.
It looked like one team came out to play tonight and the other one didn't, quite frankly. If I'm looking at Coach Bell's decision at halftime, I'm not 100% sure that it was ultimately necessary. Again, I understand the symbolism of it, the ideology behind it, why he chose to do what he did. But at the end of the day, I think this game was decided sometime around the late second quarter. Despite Elmo getting the points up on the board, it was just going into halftime, it just seemed that Piner had it tonight, and they were bringing it more than Elmo was. And I don't want to discredit El Molino, because they came out here and they played from the start to finish. And, I mean, that's all you can ask. Sometimes, you know, most times the game's not going to go your way, and it's just a matter of how you battle back and how you stick with it. So credit to them for sticking with it. But, I mean, much credit goes to this Piner Prospector team. Again, like I said, I've been saying all game, I did not see this season coming from them, and they continue to be a pleasant surprise with every game that they come across, and they check it off the list.
Well, I got to tell you, we know they're athletes. We said they're athletes all night long. Quarterback Yonatan Isaac, their two Torres brothers, Isaac Torres and Adrian Torres. Their wide receiver, Michael Collins, Jacob Herman. These guys are great athletes, but I'm going to give the game of tonight's game ball has to go to the Hog Mollies. The Hog Mollies of Piner, they're just not getting enough credit. Rafael Fiji Madden, Diego Martinez, Donovan Carrillo, Isaac Kim, Juan Valencia. These guys do all the dirty work in there, and they open the holes. They protect Yonatan, the quarterback. And again, tonight, there were two key players not in the line for the Piner Prospectors. Alex Vanderberg was out with a concussion, and his other offensive lineman that's right next to him was Julian McLeod. Two really key players out, and they didn't miss a beat. They just do such a great job. I'm so impressed with how Piner has gotten this all-for-one, one-for-all mentality. And I got to tell you, when the North Coast section comes, I'm very interested to see how they match up in there with Cardinal Newman also in this division, but they will be put up in the open division because they're that good. It should open a lane up for Piner to do well in the North Coast section playoffs. And I'm just curious. I think their biggest test now in the remainder of the season will be the Santa Rosa Panthers. The Panthers have figured out something. They started out, they were a passing team with Trevor Anderson. We saw them play Petaluma. Anderson's a great throwing quarterback, but he's injured. And Coach Russell Ponce has found out that they can run the football. Mason Frost, their little running back, ran for 439 yards last week against El Molino. And tonight, they rolled over Montgomery. So Santa Rosa, who's already defeated El Molino, they defeated Montgomery. They're going to play Healdsburg next week, and then it's going to set up the game that whoever wins it will win this Redwood League, and that'll be between Piner and Santa Rosa. We got, what's that? Michael's giving us something? Or
the Terrence Bell interview.
Okay, we got the coach's interview, so we're going to send it back. We're going to listen to hear what Coach Terrence Bell's thought is as he changed their jerseys to start the third quarter, which I thought was interesting, but it absolutely worked as Piner went on to shut El Molino out in the second half, 27-0. And then we're going to get some interviews with some star players for Piner, so stick around. Let's go ahead and roll that Terrence Bell interview.
Back down here on the field after the Piner Prospectors 48-7 win over the El Molino Lions. Michael Barabalt here with KSRO's Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Coach, as I just overheard in your post-game speech, a drastic difference in the way your team played in the second half. What was that halftime message like and how it impacted them?
Man, the same thing I told you guys on the radio is the same thing I went in there and told them, man. I told them here at Piner, we're gonna outwork people. Okay, we want to outwork people, and we're not gonna settle. We have a standard, and I told them to go out there and make that happen and show them who you are. You got to put a good showing out for the home crowds. It could be our last home game, and I wanted to make sure that the community got what they deserve. They deserve something special, and so we tried to come out here and make that happen.
Talk about the play of your defense. Now, it wasn't a shutout, yeah, but you still held them to 7 points. How has your defense been so good all year and now only allowed 21 points on the season?
Yeah, our defense is phenomenal. I think it's just that passion, that desire. We want to be great. I thought that was a great pass that Jalen Hall caught. That's best versus best, and we want to be great. We're going to take matchups like that, and hopefully we can get the best out of people, you know? I think the defense really does a great job. I can't really say enough about them.
Talk about the play of your offensive and defensive line. You know, as a former lineman myself, I know that the game's won up front in the trenches. Talk about how they've played tonight and really throughout the whole season so far.
Yeah, I thought it was a rusty start for our offensive line and defensive line. But, again, at halftime, they came out on fire with that same passion and that desire that we played with all game or for all season. So that's the thing. Hopefully that we learned our lesson in the regular seasons. That's what we want to take these as lessons. And so in the playoffs, they better know you show up to work.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask, if you have a rusty first half, are you going to change jerseys every game now? Is that now going to be a superstition?
No, but I don't know if we'll see the black jerseys anytime soon. They're going to have to work their way back up to that. I thought the team did a great job handling the distraction and hoopla of homecoming, and I think I'm not going to give the black jerseys bad juju. I'm just going to say that they got to overcome those distractions.
All right, Coach, thank you. Appreciate it. Congratulations. Yeah. It's Michael Burwell on the field with Piner head coach Terrence Bell on the KSRO Game of the Week.
And this is Joe Pasquini in the KSRO Sports Desk. So you just listened to Piner do it again. They defeated El Molino 48-7. And as it has been so many times for Piner this year, they got the ball first on the opening drive, and it didn't take them long to get in the end zone.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Adrian Torres to his right. Now he's going to pass. He lobs it to the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown. Isaac Torres with his 17th touchdown reception of the season, and the Piner Prospectors have struck for gold on their first opportunity with the football.
And they would have a lot of gold in this game. They scored two more touchdowns to take a 21-0 lead early in the second quarter, and then Piner, or El Molino, made their move to get back in the game.
Lewis drops back, gets a good snap, throws for the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown. Weston Lewis found Jalen Hall over the right corner of the end zone, and Jalen Hall used his speed and athleticism as Weston Lewis dropped it right in there for the Lions. They're on the board.
That gave cut the lead to 21-7, which it was at the half. In the third quarter, El Molino had the ball first. Weston Lewis, a nice 40-yard run to put them in scoring range, but they fumbled the ball away. Piner recovered at midfield and took advantage.
Isaac gets the snap, throws over the middle, and it's caught for a touchdown. Jacob Herman, as Yonatan Isaac threaded the needle to Jacob Herman just in front of the defensive back, and the Prospectors have struck gold.
That made the score 27-7, and then on the ensuing kickoff, might have been the weirdest kickoff of the year.
In to take his place to do the kicking off here is his brother Adrian Torres, number 24. And Adrian hits a line drive, and it hits an El Molino frayer up front, and it comes right back to Adrian Torres. Are you kidding me?
Yes, are you kidding me? The kicker recovered the fumble right back to him. Piner took advantage and scored to take a 34-7 lead, and they would go on to defeat El Molino tonight, 48-7. Piner now 7-0 on the league. Now we're going to go back to the booth. There's some happy Piner players in that booth right now, ready to talk to Nick and Jeff.
Welcome back to Piner High School. Thanks for joining us here on the Game of the Week. We're in our post-game show. The Piner Prospectors have defeated the El Molino Lions. We've got a few star players of the game, and I got to tell you, we probably could have 18 star players of the game for Piner. We're going to start talking with Adonis Gutierrez to start with. Adonis had never played football before. He's a basketball player. Who talked you into coming out and playing football, young man?
Honestly, it was just the team. They came up to me. I knew a couple players on the team for a while now, and they just pressured me into playing. And at first, I was kind of timid because I didn't play football, but after a while, these are my brothers on the field, so I got to go out there and fight with them.
Yeah. What do you like the most about football? Now, I know you probably played football before this season sometime, right? You were Pop Warner or flag football?
No, this is my first year playing football.
Okay, yeah. What do you like about football?
I just like how everyone comes as a team, and we win as a team, we lose as a team. And honestly, I just like being in the backfield and just surveying the field and be ready for attack.
Yeah, that's great. Now, your team is 8-0. The only undefeated team here in this area.
Yep.
American Canyon was the only other team that was undefeated, and tonight they lost to Vintage. Okay. So now you guys are you have a big bullseye on your back. Yep. Everybody wants to knock you off. Next week it's the Montgomery Vikings. They haven't won a game all season, but if they can knock you guys off, boy, their season would be made. So you guys have to remember that, and then in a couple weeks you play Santa Rosa. Yep. And that looks like it's going to be the team that whoever wins that game, the Panthers and you guys will win the Redwood League. And the Panthers have figured something out. They defeated El Molino last week in overtime. They won today against Montgomery. Next week they play Healdsburg, and then everybody's going to look forward to your game against the Panthers.
Yep,
how you feeling right now health-wise?
I have a couple cramps, but we should be healthy over this weekend. We got a homecoming dance tomorrow, so hopefully that goes by. And then just be ready to get back to the lab to work next week, prepare for our next Monty game.
You'll be able to bust a few moves tomorrow night?
Of course.
So what position do you play in basketball?
I'm a shooting guard / point guard.
Okay. So how does that translate out there on the football field? What are you able to take away from basketball and cross over into football?
Honestly, just the speed. On basketball, you're constantly just sprinting. So it's out here, you got to get breaks every now and then. So it's kind of just like you just got to keep continuing to run, do what you got to do.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us here. Go and enjoy the night, homecoming night tonight. Big night for the Piner Prospectors. Enjoy your dance tomorrow night, and take it easy on the floor now. We're going to see you. Adonis Gutierrez, thank you so much. We'll be watching him the rest of the season and during basketball season. When you get a chance, hand it over there to the big man, number 77, stepping in here, Rafael Madden. Nickname is Fiji. Just walked through the door and the light went down here. Okay, how you doing, Rafi?
I'm doing great right now.
Okay, tell me about your game tonight. What'd you think coming into the game? The Lions, they wanted to win this game. Last week they got upset 50-44 against Santa Rosa, but this was a game that they were looking forward to. I might have thought they may even overlooked Santa Rosa a little bit, looking forward to this game. But you guys did your job tonight. Tell me what your thoughts were coming into the game.
To be honest, for first half, half of the boys, we're not in the right mindset, you know, and we're not executing. The line wasn't blocking that much. I was not in the right mind too. But then second half, we came back in. We're a whole different team. We wore a different jersey too, you know, brought out the old jerseys, and we took that.
Well, it's interesting you brought up the jerseys, because Coach Terrence Bell came up here at the beginning of the second half and said, Nick, I was not happy with the performance. I told the boys to take off those black jerseys.
Yes, sir. First time
in Piner history that you guys had ever worn black jerseys.
Yes, sir.
And he said, we're going to need to do better. Get them off. You guys put on these jerseys. And these jerseys are pretty special jerseys.
They really are.
2004, the last team that went to the playoffs here wore these jerseys. So, you're the captain of this team on the defensive line. You got big Diego Martinez.
Yes,
this kid is, I guess his nickname is
6'4". 6'4", yep.
He's like 6 foot six.
I know. He's moving bodies out there, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no. And I got to tell you, Jeff and I talk about this, and Michael's the most one. Michael, the sideline reporter, Michael played. Your guys' line, offense and defense, always take over the game. We saw it happen against the Annalee Tigers.
Yes, sir.
Give me some shout outs for those other guys that are in there. Those, and we call them hog mollies. That's Jeff's name right there. Jeff Woodworth calls them hog mollies. Sometimes I call it the big ugly, but I wouldn't call that to your face.
Okay. No, you're good.
Give out some shout out to the other boys there.
All right. So, you got Isaac Kim, Shamel Burhe, great guy. 6'4", or Diego Martinez, big dude. Noah and, Leo.
And Carrillo, Donovan.
Donovan Carrillo.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's my guy.
Yes.
That's my guy.
Yes. Yeah. These guys are, I got to tell you, that's the difference in these games.
Mm-hmm.
El Molino had good athletes. I could name you Hall, Van Stone.
Yeah. Their linebacker, I forgot his name, number 50. He was
Coleman Hayes. Yeah.
It was hard to put hands
the
on him.
The difference is the line. Your guys' line. Your guys' linemen. You guys are very talented. Open up the holes mm-hmm. for Torres. Protect Yonatan Isaac. Yes, great job out there, Fiji.
Mm-hmm. Our line is like a movie unit. We stay together, we sleep together, we eat together, everything.
Yeah, it's great. And Terrence Bell has you guys at lunchtime showing people how to recycle
yes, sir.
And do everything. Boy, this program has turned around, and
turned around.
A lot of it has to do with good you, tip. Young man. You're a good leader out there, okay? Terrence told me that you're kind of the leader of all the big guys, okay? So yes, keep doing what you're doing, and then good luck. Hey, tomorrow night's the homecoming dance.
Yes, sir.
You got some moves to bust?
I don't know about that one, but I'll right. try with my knee. I don't know.
All right, take it easy. Hand those over to this Isaac Torres. Last week, when we were here 2 weeks ago, we had your brother Adrian Torres on, and we told him, hey, we'd love to get your brother back on here. He's just a junior. We figured we'd have more yes, time. The time came quicker, and then we thought 2 weeks later,
yes,
you had a huge game tonight, young man.
Thank you.
Came into this game with 17 touchdown passes.
Yes, sir.
And how many did you add tonight? I lost count, I got to tell you.
Two, I think.
Yeah, two.
Think
and then
two or three. I think I had a two-point conversion.
Yes, you did. It was a one-handed grab in the corner of the end zone.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me about your love for football, because you and your brother, and we call him the heart and soul of the team, Adrian.
Yep.
You guys have a love for the game that's unparalleled, yes, and we can see it out there, right?
Football came from me from my brother and my older brother. They both played football growing up. I grew up playing soccer. I always wanted to play football, but I never had the chance to because of soccer. And high school came around, and I made a big decision and dropped soccer to play football and basketball.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the decisions worked out well, young man. I got to tell you, you look like a second-level player to me, somebody that can go on and play in high school. You're just a junior. You know, tonight, you guys, I don't know if you heard, but American Canyon was the only other undefeated team. They lost to Vintage tonight, so you guys now are the only undefeated team in this area.
Yes, sir. We don't worry about that. We worry about ourselves and just doing our job out here.
That's exactly right. When you were coming into this game tonight, you were looking at the athletes that El Molino had. They had some good ones. Cole Van Stone, Jalen Hall, Weston Lewis. How did you feel you guys matched up against them?
Well, like my brother Adoni says, I like me and mine over you and yours. And we went out there, did our job, and executed.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, and I'm sure everybody that's watching your team, is your strategy is to throw the ball long to all the different receivers, yourself, Collins, Herman.
Yeah.
You know, you guys just run down the field, and pretty soon the defensive backs get worn down.
Yeah.
You guys are going on every other play down the field, but they're out there for every down, and they get worn down. And I think you guys, your receivers coach, Craigie, does a fantastic job of teaching you guys how to go up and get the ball at the highest peak.
Thank you. Thank
and I notice that you do that a lot. When you get down there, you're able to time your jump, and when the ball gets in there amongst you and another player, you're the one that gets up above them all the time. So,
yes,
yeah.
You got taught well by some good coaches.
Yeah. I noticed you're also kicking, and we saw you were going off for a kickoff, and you got a cramp in your leg.
Yeah, well, I got a cramp a little bit before that, and then right before that, my coach was like, just go out there, you know, stop the game a little bit, and I just.
Hey,
so a strategy is what we're saying.
It worked out pretty well, though, because your brother went out there to kick off, and he kicked a low line drive that bounced off of the El Molino player and came right back to your brother.
Yep.
I mean, could we have designed that any better than that worked out there, Isaac? And your brother jumped on the football, and he looked over and said, hey, coach, I'll kick off all the time now, okay? Forget about it, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, great game tonight.
Thank you.
Look forward to it was an honor being here. 2 weeks now, we're already kind of setting things up. Santa Rosa Panthers are going to be undefeated. Yep. It's going to come down to the last game of the league between the Panthers and the Prospectors. Mm-hmm. The Panthers have figured some things out. They've got a running game, and I don't know if you know, but last week their running back, Mason Frost, ran for 439 yards against El Molino.
Yes, sir.
Next week they play Healdsburg. I don't expect them to have too much trouble. Yep. So it's going to be the 3-0 Prospectors against the 3-0 Panthers for the league title that the Prospectors haven't won since 2004.
Yep.
Tonight I want you to go and enjoy it and go to that party. Are you pretty good? I bet you got some hella good moves, dude. Okay, I can tell you that right now. Huh? You got a girlfriend?
No.
Oh, you got lots of girlfriends. That's what he wants. Huh? Not just one, lots of them. Yep. Isaac Torres. Thank you very much for coming up and joining us here on our post-game show. We'll get a quick word here with your coach, Terrence Bell, and then we're going to send it back to the studio. And listen, you guys need to listen to this broadcast. It's all about the Piner Prospectors on their homecoming night. So thank you. Thank you so much, young man. Hand those over to the man, Terrence Bell. Hey, coach, listen, fantastic job. I got to tell you. This man right here is your biggest fan besides me, okay? Tell him what you thought about his halftime decision on those jerseys, because I said, wait a minute, I don't know. Should he have done that?
Well, I just echoed your sentiment, and I told Nick that if he didn't like it, he should just take his ball and go home, because at the end of the day, you're out here trying to set a standard, and those kids aren't living up to the standard, and so you got to send that message however you can. And it seemed like the jerseys did the trick. Now, to be completely honest, after how they played in the second half, I don't even think the jersey switch was necessary.
Yeah.
But then again, that could have been spurred by the jersey switch. But yes, I'm very impressed with what you've done with this program so far.
Thank you.
I was telling Nick, if somebody had told me that Montgomery was going to go 0-7 and Piner was going to go 7-0, I would have laughed at them. And I've since been surprised in these past two games that we've had to cover you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know if it was the black jerseys. I'm not going to give the black jerseys bad juju. But what I will say is that I try to be very, very clear, like the message that I'm giving the kids. And that's why you see the scores the way that it is. I'm clear about what I'm saying. I'm not ever going to go against what I'm saying. So I think that was a way to let them know that I'm serious. We have a standard, and you work for everything. And we always tell them the best thing about football is that it's not about football. And I thought that making them take the black jerseys off and go back to the older ones, I think that sets a message for life. You know, you go into your job and you put in work. You deserve everything you get if you work hard.
Yeah. 27-0, you won in the second half of the game. You were leading 21-7, which I got to tell you, Coach, I thought, wow, you know what? You're not giving El Molino enough credit. They're a pretty good defense. But you said, hey, I'm not happy with our performance, and you got the most out of your players.
Yeah.
And throughout the second half, Jeff had noticed, he said, Terrence, he's really on these guys. He wants the best out of them, and you bring the best out of them.
Thank you.
You're like a father that knows how to reprimand his kid. Gives him his tar on him, but then he puts his arm around him and says, I love you, son. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really enjoy your coaching style.
Thank you. I hope Christy's listening to that, too, because she sometimes thinks that I go too hard on him.
It's great. And, you know, Terrence, we're excited because the Panthers now have starting to rose. They started out 0-4.
I'm really excited about that, too.
Yes. Yeah. They've turned it around. Russell Ponce has figured out something now. Mm-hmm. They were a passing team. Now this kid, Mason Frost, is running the football. They're starting to win games, and it looks like it's going to be 3-0 Piner against 3-0 Santa Rosa in a couple weeks for the Redwood title.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Okay.
I'm like really excited about Santa Rosa doing awesome. I want every team in the league to do awesome. We honestly want to come out here and play people at their best. That's what I want my guys to get used to, and that's why I try to pressure them. We want best versus best. I even gave Jalen Hall some shout outs when we gave like catches or halftime handshakes, and that's because he absolutely deserves that. He caught it over one of the better players in our league, and he deserved to score that touchdown.
Absolutely.
So that was only the third one we gave up, but he deserved that every bit of it.
Now I noticed in the second half you were like a cartoon character out there with the way the steam was blowing out the ears.
Yeah.
Now two missed extra points. How much sleep are you going to lose over that tonight?
A lot. I mean, I can't let it go, man. I think that's like, it kind of just lets the team know that I don't care about the score. The game was well in hand. We started missing those PATs, but I sent the message when I thought when we went for two, I wanted to show them that, hey, we make the decisions over on our side. We don't let the defense control us. We don't go up. We don't go down. We ride it. And I threw that vertical to Isaac for 2 points. Just, I wanted them to know that you can't, we have a standard and you can't stop it. We're going to do the things that we're going to do. He got PI'd on that. They didn't call it and he still snatched it with one hand. And that's what we always tell him. I said, I don't care if they PI you. We want the ball. You're going to get the PI and the ball and it's going to look that much better for it.
Yeah. Well, Coach, this has been a pleasure. Two games we've had here. I've gotten a chance to really get to know you and your program. It's been so fun. We're going to be doing a second round playoff game. That's our next broadcast on November 16th. And boy, I'm praying that it's with the Piner Prospectors on a Saturday night. So that's what I'm hoping. But you guys got to take care of business in the meantime. The Panthers and you square off in a couple of weeks. Just a little side note. There were two undefeated teams here in this area, yourselves and American Canyon. American Canyon lost tonight to Vintage. There's only one team left with a big zero in the loss column, and it's the Piner Prospectors. So what a great night here on homecoming.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a homecoming night here. It was a beautiful night here. Enjoyed it so much. You go and enjoy your team in this big victory, but get ready next week for the Vikings because they can come in, and if they beat you, their winless season would be meaningless. They would love to come here and knock off the Piner Prospectors and give you guys a loss.
Yeah, I think they talk – that's something I give a message to the team. It's like now it seems like they're putting us in a different bracket or a different standard. So it's, even that touchdown that we gave up today, we're probably hear about that for at least until Christmas. So if someone does anything and they come here and give us a game and shock us, then they're going to be known for that. But if we come out there and do something, then maybe put the score past 60, then we would be looked wrong upon. And I just tell them, man, I'll take the heat for it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Hey, Terrence, I got to tell you something because we got the Godfather, Joe Pasquini, in the studio. And each week we do our top 10 of we make our own top 10.
Okay.
And Joe each week puts the Piner Prospectors number one. Okay.
Love
and
you, we're Joe. Like, love you.
And hey, listen, Joe's in the studio.
Joe, you're the man.
Okay. And this young man is from Cardinal Newman. And we saw Cardinal Newman last week against Rancho. They're a very strong team.
Yeah, they
so
are.
This week I expect the Piner Prospectors to vault up there. We had the American Canyon lose, okay, and I got to tell you, Joe, and this man said something tonight that this guy's got opinions, and when he comes with them there, what'd you say about Piner tonight? Are you a believer, my man?
I was not a believer at first, but now I am. I've been made a believer. It's taken some time, but yes, I am full on board. If you guys need any word for the NCS, I'll be the first one to vouch.
Yeah. I want to look at those top 10 this week, too. Make sure you shoot me a text about that. I want to see where we land.
Hey, Terrence, this has been a great pleasure for us at KSRO to do the Piner Prospectors. We had Kathy Slack on here. She's our radio rep, and she's a Piner alumnus. She's a fantastic
Prospectors
gal.
For life.
Yes, and she was here tonight, and she was just glowing because you guys are making everybody so proud. Anybody that's been involved with Piner High School with the lights and everything you've done. So keep it going, young man.
Let's stay in touch.
I'm hoping November 16th, a round two game in the NCS might be here on a Saturday night.
I hope so. That would be something special.
That's what I would hope. So that's Terrence Bell. The Piner Prospectors took care of the El Molino Lions. Michael Barrelbelt's going to get his thoughts, and then we're going to send it back to the studio. Take this. We're going to send it back to the studio get Joe Pasquini's thoughts. Well done, Piner Prospectors, knocking off the El Molino Lions tonight. Michael, you were down there on the field. Give me your thoughts here as we wrap it up and throw it back to the Godfather in the studio for all of the highlights of the games around the North Bay.
Well, the game changed in the second half for one reason only. Piner's offensive and defensive lines started dominating. I mean, what I saw in the first quarter was El Molino did a good job. El Molino's offensive line did a good job of stopping the Piner defensive line, but Piner's secondary players were able to come in and make big plays. Same thing on the Piner offensive line. But in the second half, I saw Piner guards and tackles getting to the second level, getting to linebackers, opening up big holes for Adrian Torres. And that really helped a lot in helping Piner lead them to the victory. And, you know, I like to say it is won in the trenches, and it's also lost in the trenches, and Piner won in the trenches.
Yeah, I got to agree with Michael on that. I was so impressed with their defensive line, and I mentioned I thought that was where they could gain an advantage of El Molino. El Molino has some good defensive line and offensive line, but they're not as deep and they're not as dominant. Piner can play with anybody because they can play in the trenches. And their athletes are as good as anybody or better. Yonatan Isaac, 4 more touchdown passes tonight. He came in 39, leading the nation. I got to believe 44 or 43 could be up there near the top also. So, Jeff, why don't you give us your final thoughts? We'll send it back to the Godfather, and he'll give all the scores and highlights from this game and more. So,
I think it's no secret that when it comes to high school football, especially from what we've seen this season, and maybe it doesn't even stop at high school. It could continue on with college and pros. If you have an offensive line and you have a running back, you are good to go. And then on the flip side, you have a defense that's just competent enough to bend and not break, give up field goals as you go along. You're fine. We've seen this in the NFL where we have subpar quarterbacks, granted professional quarterbacks, but subpar that are still able to ride a team that has a great offensive line, a great running game, and a great defense. And you've seen a team like Piner do that, and that's no credit away from Yonatan. I'm just saying that this defense is next level, and that running game and that offensive line just complement it so well that you almost overlook somebody like a Yonatan Isaac, who is a special talent in himself.
Yeah, that's great. Really well said. And I like how you make the analogy of the NFL and mediocre quarterbacks. You know, I got to tell you guys, my thought is this on Piner. You know, they have 18 players. A lot of those players go both ways. They practice with their JVs. These are things that we're not seeing out of a lot of other schools. They practice together. Sometimes we don't even know who's going to play in the varsity game until Thursday. After practice, and the coach posts the team. They're doing things that are just not what we see in the high school. And with 18 players, a lot of them going both ways, the coach has really got the right attitude. It's simple, but they're effective because they execute. And I got to see how far they can go in the North Coast section. I'm very interested. I know that Cardinal Newman is going to be pushed up from this division into the open division, and that's going to open the door for Piner to possibly get some home games here. And boy, it would be fun to get to do a second round playoff game here at Piner High School if that happens. But yeah. Our next broadcast will be Saturday, November 16th at 6:35. Who the teams are and where we will be, we don't know yet. People will have to go to our KSRO website.
But there will be football.
Very good. So, for Jeff Woodworth, Michael Baribault, I'm Nick Mattis. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Game of the Week. We'll be back November 16th at 6:35. We're going to send it to the Godfather, Joe Pasquini, in the studio. The Piner Prospectors knock off the El Molino Lions 42-7. Was that the final? 48-7, excuse me.
There's so many points, it's hard to keep track of.
Okay. All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
And this is Joe Pasquini at the Sports Desk. And yes, the final score was Piner 48, El Molino 7. Piner now 8-0 on the season, 2-0 in the North Bay League Redwood. Santa Rosa is also 2-0. They defeated Montgomery tonight 55-35. Mason Frost, 3 first-half touchdowns as Santa Rosa jumped out to a 28-21 lead. And then on the first play of the third quarter, he took another one, 80 yards. Final score again, Montgomery loses to Santa Rosa 55-35. So that's setting up that game on November 1st. Piner at Santa Rosa. Both teams are 2-0 in league. Both teams have one game left between now and then. Next Friday, Piner is hosting, or is at Montgomery, while Santa Rosa in two Fridays will go to Hillsburg. In the Vine Valley League, we had a game between the number 2 and 3 teams in the in our KSRO poll, Vintage and American Catholic. Vintage defeated American Canyon 28-14. It was tied 14 at the half. Zikovich, 2 touchdown runs in the third quarter, was all the second half scoring. It was American Canyon's first loss of the season. Vintage is now 6-1. In the other game that was played tonight, Napa defeated Justin Siena 42-14. Napa now goes to 5-2. Justin Siena 6-2. The other game in that league, Casa Grande at Sonoma Valley, was scheduled for tonight. That was postponed until Monday because of the electricity issues we've had the last couple weeks. In the North Bay Oak League, Cardinal Newman is in sole possession of first place. They defeated Ukiah 49-7. They're now 6-1 on the year, 2-0 in league play. Windsor went into tonight undefeated in league play, 5-1 overall. But Rancho Cotati, behind 14-7.5, dominated the second half. They defeated Windsor 33-20. Rancho Cotati now 4-3 overall. In the other game, Anley in the fourth quarter leads Maria Carrillo 34-16. In the NCL1, Lower Lake at Willits. I haven't got a score on that one yet. Willits was number 9 in our KSRO top 10. They're 5-1 in overall, 3-0 in league. And actually, I did have a score on that. It was, now I'm looking at it now, Lower Lake and Willits are tied 19-19 late in the third quarter. So that game obviously still needs to be decided. Willits went into the game tied with Middletown, the number 10 team in the KSRO poll. They did defeat St. Helena 20-6. St. Helena has lost two straight, and they dropped to 5-2 on the season. A note about the North Bay MLB playoffs. That started tonight. Game one, the NLCS. Washington defeated St. Louis 2-0. Anibal Sanchez carried a no-hitter into the eighth inning. When Washington out-hit St. Louis 10-1. They win the game 2-0. Game two is tomorrow in St. Louis. Also, game one of the ALCS starts tomorrow between Houston and the Yankees. In other sports action from KSR, the Raiders, they have a bye this week, so they will not be on this week. The next Warrior game is next Monday night. They play the Lakers again. Broadcast time here on KSR is 7:30. And the reason we're off until that second round of the NBL North Coast Section playoffs is because the Warriors are pretty much taking over on Friday night. Once again, the final score in the game of the week, Piner defeats El Molino 48-7.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Adrian Torres to his right. Now he's going to pass. He lobs it to the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown. Isaac Torres with his 17th touchdown reception of the season. And the Piner Prospectors have struck for gold on their first opportunity with the football. In to take his place to do the kicking off here is his brother, Adrian Torres, number 24. And Adrian hits a line drive, and it hits an El Molino frayer up front, and it comes right back to Adrian Torres. Are you kidding me?